Hello, my dear friend. How are you? Today, I want to retell my story. Start. How can you get more energy in your body and in your life? Slow burn, of course, is the name of a book by a man named Sue Middleman. Now, who is Sue Middleman? Sue Middleman is a maniac. He is an amazing guy. Sue Middleman, who I may have mentioned already before, but we are going to talk about him today in more detail. He is an author marathon runner. Now, a marathon is a 26 miles. Well, that's not enough for Sue. That's boring. That's a short distance. Anybody can run 26 miles. So, Sue runs 100-mile races. He also does crazy races where he will run for 6 days without stopping. Just running and running. He doesn't even sleep. He runs for 6 days, 6 days races. And they see who can run the longest amount, the furthest in 6 days. And Sue has won several of these races. I believe it was for his 15th birthday. He ran across the United States from San Diego, California to New York City. Just to celebrate his birthday, he ran two marathons every day until he reached New York City. He didn't take a break nap. I mean, he did sleep, I think, but he didn't skip a day. Every day, he ran two marathons until he went from San Diego to New York City. So, as you can guess, Sue has a lot of energy. He is an energy maniac. He is full of energy. And he is very, very healthy, obviously. You can't keep running that amount unless you are very healthy. So, Sue is one of my heroes. I want to be like Sue. In fact, I have decided to run a 50-mile races to challenge myself to get healthier and stronger. So my goal now is to run a 50-mile race. And you can check on the forums and see if I'm doing it. So that's my challenge. So this book, Slow Burn, that Sue wrote is about energy, and it's about his system of training your body, of getting your body healthier, stronger, and more energetic. And what's interesting is that Sue has a very different approach than a lot of other fitness coaches. In fact, it was a little surprising to me. I've been running many years during my life, so I was a little surprised by his training method. So I'm going to read a little about from his book, and then I'll talk more about his specific training method. Something that anybody can use because it's actually very easy, so I love it. Here we go. This is from his book, the book Slow Burn by Sue Middleman. Life is a marathon, not a sprint, and you must prepare accordingly, unlike sprinters who focus on how fast they can get to finish line. Endurance athletes have no finish line. There is only the present moment in which they must remain connected to their body, in tune with their every move, in a place that feels comfortable and productive, and that they are able to maintain indefinitely. People today have challenges that are comparable to an endurance event that seemingly never ends. We have to get up earlier, work longer hours, and attempt to crave out high quality family or personal time. Then we have wake up the next day and do it again and again and again to be productive in the long run of life. You have to pace yourself in order to feel strong, alter and energetic with the right pace, with the right mindset, with the right diet. Anything is possible. Can send energy feeling as strong at the end of the day as when you started, and maintaining a consistently positive attitude. For most of my life, I've been a professional endurance athlete, and now, like you, I am participating in the marathons of life. I still run every day. I manage a business. I raise a family with my wife. Running gives me the energy to do this, and no matter what's going on in my life. I run a couple of hours a day, not because I think I have to, but because I am certain that when I'm moving, I feel great. I also know that after I run, I will have even more energy for the rest of the day. I will be able to think more clearly. I'll be able to concentrate better. I feel more relaxed and to ease. When I'm in this state, anything and everything is possible. The experience is magical. I consider it a gift, one that ignites my life's mission, which is to get people to transform movement into an act that is